Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I just heard.
Are we the less interesting American version of Brenda Call Me?
Probably.
Brenda.
Yeah.
You brought something from your studio that I love.
Non-flushable turds. Oh, Starburst.
So good.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about going to your studio is I know that the snacks are going to be
one of the favorite things. The only thing I like about going to your studio.
You notice whenever I show up, it's always when I've been on a run and I happen to be in front of your house and I eat
Where's the ball?
Yeah.
That's one thing about, hospitality wise, I'm not very good at anything, but I always do keep a nice gold bowl filled with pink and red and fuchsia Starburst.
It is a known fact that a lady do have a bowl of Starburst.
That's right. I got my bangs trimmed during the between episodes. I don't know. What do you think?
I like it. They'll grow out.
Yeah, they'll grow out. I don't know if I should probably get guy lights maybe.
Did people ever call men's highlights guy lights?
They still do.
What?
Yeah, guy liner. Yeah. Doesn't it make you want to just take the noose right
I'm
now?
I'm so tired.
Imagine how tired we are. Well,
you don't have to change it to guy because both any gender has eyes.
Yeah. In fact, most species do in fact have eyes. Many, if not most species. However, enough about science.
What we can talk about today. Hi.
Hi, Georgia.
Let's talk about what happened at the mall the other day.
Okay, so Oh, by the way, I watched the episode where I talked about the ayahuasca journey, and you really let me tell a story. You really let me tell the whole story.
And I'm
not saying it was like this prodigious feat of selflessness. Like you, I mean, you're just struggling through. I mean, I felt like you were engaged, and it was like.
No, all the comments were like, Trixie's not talking. This is the best episode ever. So
No.
Tell us what happened at the mall.
What is different about you right now? What is different about you? Oh, it's the headphones with the no hat.
Glasses?
And the glass. Yeah, I like this look.
You do?
Yes.
I just got them. I went to
I hate it. Put it back on. I love those glasses on you.
I don't know. They're from Oliver Peoples.
Mama, Oliver Peoples is the one.
It is?
Yes, Oliver Peoples is the one. Yes.
It is?
Yeah. Oh. Those frames are perfect for
good.
You.
Thanks.
In a lovely, neutral, flattering color.
I always want to get glasses like this because I always wanted to look like the girl from Ghost World, Thora Birch in Ghost World, but Absolutely. Then I look like that turtle Dario? Guy from Rocko's Modern Life.
I don't know. I feel like these are fabulous for your face. Yeah.
Thank you.
I have glasses too.
I got a bunch of new glasses because I thought I'd start wearing them again because I find that people recognize me less in glasses and sometimes I don't want to get recognized.
Do the beagle puss, the nose and the mustache. Very discreet.
Well, I'll do baseball cap with glasses and then I don't think people really clock me.
People clocked me a lot with the mask and a hat on. Of course, the hat
The smell.
The hat said something in Russian and then I was wearing like Katya flip-flops.
Two cigarettes.
Yeah.
Do people ever do cigarette in this and cigarette in this?
No.
That
two at a time?
Yeah, do they ever?
Well, you can't. Think about it.
You could do this.
Oh.
Do an American spirit here and then a clove here.
And a menthol,
here.
Yeah.
Do you remember when clove cigarettes were a thing?
They still are.
Were you into that?
Yep.
You were?
Yeah, goth, big staple of the goth community.
Because they smell like ham.
They do not smell like ham. They smell like cloves.
America.
Cloves are added to ham to make the ham less hammy.
Are you a farmer?
No, but I'm an eater. And I've eaten my share of ham.
To be fair, I couldn't tell you what ham tastes like anymore, so.
Tastes like piggy meat.
It tastes like bacon, right?
Exactly. Well, does not it? Like it, but it's the same animal.
Ham is gross, though. Like, if I was ever going to cheat, which, you know, I've cheated on my vegetarianism before.
But you're not cheating.
I wouldn't start with ham.
Slight deviations. What is this obsession with calling, like, why can't we say what it is? Yeah, we're going to roast some pig. Roast up that piggy. You know, cow,
I think
beef.
People don't like being confronted with the reality of what they're eating.
Or that is a preposterous assumption.
It's a difference between you want to rim me, tongue my shitter. You know what I mean? It's a different vibe.
I read a porn story where that word shitter was used repeatedly to refer to the anus in an erotic way. And I said,
my shitter.
Yeah.
Oh, my shitter.
He plunged his death rod deep inside his tight, hairy shitter.
My shitteris.
The shitteris.
Flick my shitteris. My shit slit.
My shit slit and
my brown recluse.
Well, now that's close to home because, your clitty. Do you want me to play with your clitty?
People saying clitty?
This is to refer to, it would be, people have
Does
said
the
it to
woman
me.
Say clitty?
No, this is, it was said to me in reference to my penis while I was in drag. And the man was asking, and this is interesting because he was asking, what is your preferred terminology for the situation happening right now? Because, and I was actually impressed by that because he was like, he didn't want to say, you want me to touch your dick? Because if he didn't know, maybe I don't identify as a man, therefore I don't think of it as a dick or whatever, you know what I mean? So on and so forth. It was a fascinating thing, although the terminology he offered was not to my liking.
Clitty. A respectful,
It was like, what are the pronouns of your genitals, basically?
A respectful, transamorous lover.
He was very respectful.
I love that.
Yeah, and he was DTF, mama.
Was
and
he?
Everything else.
Did he want it?
Yes, and his asshole was like the Holy Grail.
Did you let him have it?
I let him have it. I would let him have it all. Let him take me to the bank and just foreclose my home. Like, it was, I think about him actually all the time. All the time. He would sit on my face and suck on my clitty.
Uh-huh.
For hours.
You love that.
I love it.
There was this guy I used to go out with who lived next to the California Pizza Kitchen on Hollywood Boulevard. And he just wanted me to sit on his face for hours.
Yeah, it's a thing.
He didn't even care if he came.
That was me. Yeah.
He was just ready to, he was.
It's not about the destination. It's all about that journey.
Was Old Country Buffet.
Yeah. In fact, although it was interesting.
No country buffet for old men. What is it?
Old Country Buffet for no men.
No, what is it? Something, it's something for
no
old men?
No Country for old men.
No Country Buffet for old men.
No Country Buffet for bald men.
Question, is there anybody from your past, sexual, dead or alive, that if you could have that hookup magically happen again?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. His name is Dylan, and he was in the Army. And I probably talked about him before, but this boy, at the time he was in his early 20s and I was 30. It was when my sexual renaissance or reemergence. And he would come over and we would have sex all night long, no drugs, totally sober. He would come 5 times.
He was in the Army and you were leggy. Go on.
He was a perfect male specimen. Naturally hairless, groomed, very large dick, incredible ass, clean, hygiene on point, tight fade, beautiful. Like he was like not well educated, but very intelligent. He was just the dream man, super chill, evolved, not pretentious. And he could get that. We would fuck, he would come and then we would chill and smoke. He smoked, which I loved. And then
did you smoke in the bed?
No. We'd go to the couch or go to the bar. I had a little bar in the house and then smoke. And then I would just rub his shoulders and then the dick would go up again. And I'd be like, it's part three. This is the Godfather 3. Let's do it.
Is he straight identifying?
He was straight identified. Yeah. He mostly dated women. He did not douche, but he cleansed very well because I ate his ass like a turkey dinner, Thanksgiving feast, like Babette's feast.
No, we get it.
The Last Supper. Yeah. Like my last meal in prison, like the only
Sonic.
Meal,
yeah.
In and out. But he was not a bottom. So we were kind of at an impasse because I was not yet able to receive penises in my asshole.
Uh-huh.
And his was quite girthy. But we just did everything else. So much kissing. I mean, this was like so romantic, so hot, so incredible all night long. And then we would talk about things that were actually interesting.
Can I just say that the surprise hit, the sleeper hit of a good hookup is somebody you don't mind talking to afterward. It's the sleeper hit. It's like coming again.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Like, because as you know, and as many of the listeners know, once the ejaculation has occurred, mama, the crew has gone home 3 weeks.
Wrapped
and the party's over.
Crafty has already put the food
Crafty's
away.
Crafty's gone. I mean, Legal's even like left the building. Like, it is done. This was like, but of course, I didn't come. The whole night, I wouldn't come. Sometimes I wouldn't come until after he left, which would be like 4 a.m.
I was recently thinking of Joan Crawford being like the first person on set in the morning, 5 a.m.
Uh-huh. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, they like in Hollywood, when they hear, a lot of times you hear of like A-list stars where they're like, oh, she's the first one on set in the morning. He's always the first one there. He gets there when the light people gets there.
Really?
Like, it's like a measure of how dedicated you are.
Sure,
that you
sure,
get there.
Sure. Yeah. Oh.
Will that ever be you?
On set? No.
Me neither.
No.
I care about stuff.
No.
I'm never getting there first.
No, but I'll get there when it's appropriate for me to get there. If there's a time, I will try to be 5 minutes earlier than that. That's pretty much it.
Same.
Yeah. I might not always be there on time or however that rap song goes.
Or be there.
Yeah. You know?
We might cast you like runestones again.
Yeah. Yeah. But wait, why did I say that? Why were we talking about the sex thing?
Oh, I asked you if there was a hookup you wish you could relive.
What about you? Dr. DeMonica?
If we're being honest.
No, let's lie.
Not really.
Oh, just a string of shitty ones?
Well, I don't think I've had a hookup that like blew. Like, I mean, not that they haven't blown my mind, but like was so miles and leagues above the rest. I guess I haven't had too many horrible ones. Maybe that's why.
I was going to say, oh shit. Fuck all these hookups.
What are we all doing?
Fuck all your former hookups who are listening right now.
Well, fuck all them.
You non-memorable piece of shit, forgettable hookups.
I don't think so.
No. Did you ever leave or have someone leave your house and you kind of sat down and you're like, wow. And then immediately call a girlfriend to talk about it?
No, I will say I have no chill. And sometimes they'll leave and I text.
No.
That was amazing.
No.
Is that weird?
It's not weird. It's certainly honest. It's creepy. You don't do that. You call a girlfriend and say that.
You call your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Say we've had the talk.
Call your girlfriend. Yeah.
Do you like Robin's music?
I do.
Me too.
Call your turd friend. NFT, non-flushable turds. You getting in on the ground floor with cryptocurrency? Let's change the subject.
I don't really understand it.
No, I don't either.
The only people who are telling me about crypto
are white people with dreads.
Are necro. You know what I mean? It's a lot of white straight people being like, what is it with white straight men and like the idea of like, it's this new currency.
The
you all
future.
We're going to be rich. We're going to be riding golf carts on the moon tomorrow.
Yeah. Murray, fuck that. I want to go back to sawbacks and like doubloons.
Gold doubloons.
Yeah.
Honestly, even a credit card is too much. I'm ready for like whatever the subdermal like bloop. Nobody can steal my identity. Nobody can steal my thing. Bloop.
Bloopity bloop. Yeah. And nobody could control you remotely with that either.
How about an acrylic pinky nail that has a square reader in it?
Yeah. And if you really want out of the system off the grid, you just go whack with a meat cleaver.
So we're at the mall. Okay. Oh, wait, before
we didn't even talk about...
We're going to get to the mall.
Because I remember the train of thought that I got derailed on.
Well, can we take a break?
Absolutely.
We're taking a break.
Hey,
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
And we're back. So let's go back to the train station. We went to the mall for a meeting with our management.
We did.
And our agents. And we had to get an Uber. So of course, as our agents and managers leave in their $75,000 cars without offering us a ride.
Valet.
Valeted cars. We're at the entrance of the mall calling an Uber. I try to call an Uber. It takes 45 minutes and it costs $300. So Trixie calls one. It comes. As it approaches, she realizes that it's at the other end of the mall. So we hustle through the mall. I'm speed walking. And then we're like, she's like, oh, I really don't want to miss this Uber. Neither do I. So we're galloping. And then once we exit the mall, she begins to sprint like she is Florence Joyner or Jackie, Florence Griffith or Jackie Joyner Kersee or
Forrest Gump, more accurately.
Forrest Gump, there you go. That's Forrest Gump. And there is, and I'm like, okay, I happen to have sneakers on, although I was wearing very tight jeans and I'm a heavy smoker, probably 30 cigarettes a day. And this, she is gooning. She is rubbernecking every like 25 feet.
Gooning and baiting.
Gooning, just grinning like, are you still there? And I'm
earnestly trying to catch the Uber though. Which I'm not trying to like show off.
No. I was very aware of that. We were both in the same boat, except my boat didn't have an engine. And
well, the thing is, I did the marathon journey, but yes, we've never run side by side probably in our lives.
We've never exercised together.
Never.
Never. We don't do that.
So I'm running to catch the Uber,
yeah,
and I realize you're not with me.
Yeah.
And I'm looking over the shoulder,
yeah,
and the distance is growing.
The distance is growing. Yeah.
The look on your face is changing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm smiling.
She is the grin, mama. It was like,
oh, yes. I have never been in a situation.
And I'm laughing too, but I'm laughing and I can't breathe because I'm running. So I'm like torn. I was like, I think this is funny, but I should really conserve my air because I don't have enough oxygen in my body.
It was honey. It's a long time coming because it was my whole life. I've had to sit next to this 110-pound person on camera who can do a backflip and the splits, who can disappear into the clouds of narcotics for 2 years and come back with abs. And for once, I was good at something.
Mama,
for
she once, left me in the dust.
If you guys could have seen the joy.
And it was just, I hate that, you know what, we got cameras now, we got cameras all the time, the only time we're ever together is on camera, and this is one of the two moments that I really wish the other moment that I'll talk to you about. So, well, anyways, we continue to run. Now, anybody can run. You can run from a killer.
Sure.
You run fast. But when we're talking about distance, we're talking about endurance, muscular and cardiovascular endurance, distance.
Unless you run often, I don't know if most people have a few minutes of sprinting in them.
No, I was not sprinting. I was running. You were probably jogging. And my version of that is running.
I'm also taller than you. Taller people are faster. Yeah, naturally.
And you just ran a marathon. But I'm trying to keep up. And would you say that was about half a mile?
Are you kidding me?
A quarter of a mile?
Maybe a quarter of a mile.
Oh my God, that's funny because me and Courtney, what we did all of Runyon the other day and then we walked to a restaurant. I was like, that was at least 6 miles. It was 0.8 miles. I was limping the next day because we did the whole of Runyon, the hard side, like the hard way, the whole thing. And then we walked all the way down to Melrose.
Courtney will get you together.
Mama.
Courtney act is a liar.
Listen to this. She had barely a dewy glow. It was 85 degrees. And we did all of Runyon in like hard climbing. She had a dewy, like misty glow to her beautiful golden complexion. I was dropping buckets of perspiration the entire time into the lunch.
Flopping
the whole time. And we decided that the next, she's writing a book. The title of her next book is going to be called When Good Things Happen to Perfect People. The Courtney Act Experience.
I just saw a video of her. She was had one of the Trixie Mattel hand mirrors and she was in the back of a car and she pulled her mask off and she's touching up. She's using a Grand Illusion lip gloss from MAC, which is a sheer frosty lip gloss. Mm-hmm. And she's putting it on and touching up and looking in the mirror. And I'm like, and it's like the camera angle's here. She still looks like
Emma
Roberts.
I know. But you know what though? That's why I'm grateful for Vanity, because together, when she's next to Vanity, Courtney looks cute. But Vanity's gorgeous. and Courtney is at peace with that. And so is Vanity.
Oh, bitch. Vanity loves it.
Loves it. But it's true.
Vanity is almost like else. She walk up to someone in a Courtney shirt and be like, big Courtney fan, huh?
Yeah.
She check out Vanity.
Yeah.
If you really like, put things in perspective.
Yeah. If you like Courtney, you're going to love Vanity. You know, I mean, it's incredible because she is beautiful, obviously. But then Vanity... transcendent.
Yeah. I just got a bunch of new Vanity wigs because she's doing all the hard fronts now.
Oh, thank God.
I got two Shazas, two Dollies, two Genies. Y'all can't take it. And two Bets.
Bets, Dollies, and Genies. Well, okay. The mall. The other moment I wish was caught on camera was at the meet and greet. Oh, well, we already talked about it on.
No, we didn't.
We didn't?
What was it?
Oh, you tweeted about it at least. Remember when we did the Milwaukee thing?
Oh, so, no. You need to tell them exactly what happened.
So we were going to talk about gigs in general. The gigs, everybody's coming, you know, the gigs are coming
gigs
back.
And wigs.
We're getting back to live entertaining. And my first live gig back was at Trixie's Bar. And it was
Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Wells Street.
It was so fun. Top to bottom, the only unpleasant thing about it was just being in the airplane. And that wasn't even that bad.
Yeah.
When I landed, from the moment I landed to the moment I left, it was like one of the best experiences of my entire life working. It was so fucking fun. I had to cut up a girl's credit card because she kept throwing it on the stage 3 times.
I found one when I got home too. I found a credit card and I cut it up.
I just had to cut it right up and shredded it.
Why are people always trying to do it's not a brilliant original comedy
move
to tip a drag queen your card.
Drunk.
It's not my responsibility to find you later and give it to you.
No, but they're thinking, I want to give you everything because I'm so wasted. Isn't that funny? And then 2 hours later, when they sober up, they're like, where's my debit card? You know, so anyway.
That has nothing to do with me. I'm at the Foot Locker spending $10,000.
Hello. That part.
It was a huge weekend afterward.
Pre-Pride.
We had you pre-Pride. It was a Sunday. By the way, bar's been open since 1968. We had the biggest sales day on human record ever.
People buying drinks. Oh my God. Everybody
was so excited to be out again. Yeah. And it was me and her on a stage. It was so
And the, the place is beautiful. Like it was the perfect reemergence. Like if I had to go like perform in a theater, I'd probably have a nervous breakdown. You know, this was just get up on stage. I was like, okay, do I remember how to do drag? Do I remember how to point and look and mouth and everything? And I got to perform my own song, and it was just like it was just so fun. I kept like screaming. I was like, this is so fun. I just couldn't handle it. People were so generous with the tips. That Iron Horse Hotel fucking turned me.
The food of the Iron Horse?
I didn't get to, oh no, the waffle. Best waffle I've ever had in my life.
You live?
I had two of them. I ate it in 13 seconds, mm-hmm. inhaled it like a Dyson vacuum. And I told the host at the hotel, I was like, that waffle was the best thing I've ever eaten in my whole life.
She said,
and she's like,
that's very sad.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it was so good.
I got a golden bowl of Starburst at my studio, so I know good food.
Yeah. I'm what you could call a gourmand connoisseur. I mean, it was so good. But the people, so during the meet and greet, which was again strange after a year and a half of not really no social interaction with strangers.
It was like being a sleeper agent. I was up there taking money because we don't really lip sync on like in bars anymore.
Haven't, yeah, but it's been a while.
I was like, I remember this.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to do this. Yes. It was the moment in A Long Kiss Goodnight when Gina Davis
realizes she's chopping
vegetables. She's like, oh, I used to do this. That was me taking money from teenagers. Oh, I used to do this. And I was doing Get This Party Started, the Shirley Bassey version, in a gown and an updo, feeling like the only cross-dresser dancing diva of Texas, 10 dancing toes, baby sister of drag.
Yeah. The inventor of the modern drag pageantry system.
I mentioned up. So then we get to the meet and greet.
Get to the meet and greet.
Only 50 people love it.
50 people ushered in individually, which is, you know, usually you are like in some kind of crowded area that's noisy and there's a line. And like, I personally feel like that energizes me because then I'm performing, like, I feel like I'm interacting not only with the person, but also kind of giving a show. So it helps when you feel kind of tired. It's like motivating. So this was a little bit different. People were ushered in individually. There's a woman that comes in about halfway through and she's dressed kind of like me, honestly, it's like black, red, and kind of slutty and cute. And she goes right to Trixie and she says, "Oh, I love your style." And then she like kind of cranes her neck towards me and she says, "And I love your attitude."
It was so fucking funny.
It
took me out.
I fell on the floor.
People say that took me out.
On the floor. I was actually R-O-F-T-L, whatever you call it.
My legs gave.
Yeah.
She was so earnest. She goes, "And I love your attitude.
Your attitude.
She goes, I love your style.
Yeah.
And I love your attitude."
It was the delivery. I'm like, why? Why the fuck? If anything could have been filmed, that it was that. Because it was so, it's so funny and so like, that is a great example of the kind of shenanigans that happen at a multi-girl meet and greet. Because sometimes, Mary, have you ever done a meet and greet with one or two other Rue girls?
Are you
especially
kidding?
Just one other one?
Are you kidding? We're okay. Let's just address the situation, Mom.
Yeah,
you and I are very lucky enough to have fans on a different level than most drag queens.
Yeah,
and so when I'm in a group situation, I feel awkward because they will beeline past six cross dressers,
step on them,
cry at my feet.
Yeah, step on them,
and then say nothing to any of them, and then. The feeling of those drag queens, their energy to me.
The glaring eyes, the contempt, the disgust, the indifference is to burning a hole in
like
their
a group
synthetic
meet and greet,
wig.
And then somebody will go like, "Well, we'll make sure Trixie's on the end."
Yeah. Or like, and I offer like in those things, like I try to,
or they'll have a Trixie shirt and they'll try to get all of them to sign it.
Or the other thing is like, I don't know what's worse, ignoring them all or then taking up all this time with me and then trying to offer some kind of patronizing commentary.
Great attitude.
Like, "You guys are great too. So, well, I mean, it's like, just go, just go.
Just go.
Just go, Lisa. Just go.
Don't say that." it's really a thing. The group meet and greets are hard. And you know, it's very different because I've been with some girls where they'll take the picture smiling. They love it. And some girls where any little thing is an affront to the fact that you said hi to me and not them. It's very
hard. Have you ever been in a situation where the other girl was asked to take the picture of you and the girl?
Yeah. Have you ever? Do you remember?
What?
Do you remember when we were working on our book? Then we were on a phone call. Now, let me tell a story, honey, darling. Honey.
Well, this... What about this? See it again, girl. See it again.
See it again, girl. Okay,
we're on... But this was also at a... You have to specify the time period, because were this to happen
listen,
now...
Fucker.
Okay, you tell the story.
I let you talk, and I need to tell people how this happened to me. We were being pitched a book, and... We were talking about how we could sell copies. It would be great. We can sell these. And I believe he said something along the lines of, you know, I mean, she's like, Trixie, people like you, but Katya, we really can sell books.
No, that's, that was the gist, but I wish we could remember the exact verbiage.
I don't remember what he said.
Okay, but the gist was, basically they were saying the you know, just in terms of like the risks of... making the New York Times bestselling list or, you know, selling well, you know, our impact and our reach. He was like, you know, the both of you, it's great, but He said, like, individually, both of you really bring something to the table. Together, it's great, especially Katya. I mean, your fan base is just huge.
Which it is. It is. It is. And also, it was just...
I mean, he made you seem like chopped liver.
Yeah, and it's also fine, but to say it that it was, way on a call was like...
It was so not... That's what you say when the person's not in the room. It was very like, it was tactless.
It was a gag.
It was a gag. And I think you're not the type of person.
I didn't say anything. During
you
the,
didn't?
No, I think I was like, okay, call is ending. Boop, boop, boop. Did you hear what was just said? Yes. I was on a call with Bob recently. We were on something and somebody said, Trixie, all right, we want to talk about music. You're a musician. No offense, Bob, but Trixie's a musician.
She's released music. Like successful music.
Yes. So to imply that I understand what he's saying because I play instruments and I write, I understand that.
Yeah.
But like to insinuate that club music or rapping or is not music.
Yeah. Or is
you're not a musician.
Yeah.
I was like, so I call Bob the next day and I was like, did that bother you? Cause that was kind of, he was like, yeah, it bothered me, but it wasn't worth it to say anything. And I was like, cause if I was you, I might've gathered that woman.
Was it live? Oh, okay.
I might have gathered that woman.
Yeah. Actually, whore.
Yeah. Because you know me. You know me.
You love to gather.
We were on, remember when we were shooting Netflix here, but we were separate still, and I would be shooting by myself, and they'd be like, Trixie, can you up and restart Hammer A? And I'd be like, yeah, I'd love to. Like...
I mean, it was, how do you speak of volumes with just saying a few words? You're like, sure. I'll do that right now.
I know.
I mean, and then, I am so grateful for, and then you take it a step further, which I'm really grateful for because I don't do this. You just say, if we're not done soon, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just say like, and we got it. Okay. Like you let them know that you're not really asking if we got it. You're telling them we're moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got it.
Yeah. Well, let's go. Yeah. And it's, I mean, you have, it's really nice that you do that. I mean,
I just have one of those tones.
It's a tactless, declarative,
but also in drag, whatever amount of me wants to hide when I'm feeling is gone. When I'm in drag, there's something where I'm just like,
yeah, it's no filter, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
And also, well, here's the thing, because we have to advocate for ourselves in so many more ways than the average talent does. You know what I mean? As we wear many hats.
And some of them are wigs.
Some of them are wigs. And also we're wearing, just the act of being in drag is itself very uncomfortable. It's work to just sit there.
Well, you and I, let's take one more break.
Okay, let's take a break.
And we're back.
Let me fix my bangs, hold on.
That's what sometimes I'm like, have we done a good job tricking people into thinking we're celebrities? Because in reality, we don't have lives like anyone I know that's famous.
I certainly don't. I live a very meager, humble little apartment, you know, in Hollywood. I'm not gonna say meager. I've lived like more modestly before, and I also rent a studio. But like, I'm bawling in the sense that I don't cook any meals. I have them all professionally prepared by
I'm
Wolfgang
bawling in
Puck.
That I can call an Uber, and when it's on surge, I still call it.
Yeah.
If that's bawling.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I'm bawling in that like I eat every meal out almost. That's bawling to me. But it's not at Spago.
Does it ever make you think that you're wasting money though?
Of course
like,
I am.
I started getting Instacart during pandemic and I never stopped because I was like, the amount of money on Postmates for years, can't do it anymore.
Oh, Trixie, I keep Grubhub afloat personally.
You are the grub.
Yeah, I'm the hub in the grub. I'm the grub
in
their hub.
Hub.
Yeah.
You're the grub's hubby.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter because as long as I sleep, water, food, as long as those are taken care of, we'll work on the fine tuning later.
And bangs.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. How's your eyebrow journey?
The eyebrow journey's tough because if I'm going to do drag, I have to shave half of them off. This is just a thing.
Can we be translucent? Transparent? Well, translucent means the light shines through.
Yeah.
Can we let the light shine through on this situation, mama?
I wish you
I
would.
I want to do psychological let's changes open, no, in your life.
Let's Windex the windows.
As you know, I'm becoming a DJ. And I've been downloading a lot of EDM tracks for my library. Because I read on the internet that a DJ has to have songs for every type of event.
Yeah.
So I downloaded the EDM version of Jolene from the movie Dumplin'. Okay. And I watched the music video. And I saw you.
Oh, no.
I saw you.
In the tire swing?
I saw you in the tire swing in an outfit that I believe belongs to a different character of yours. Trish?
The I believe denim, you're in a Trish denim onesie? Denim
onesie. And I believe you were covering your brows and drying them on completely at the time.
Twas a...
Mary Dugan?
Twas a...
Mary Dugan?
Twas a terrible...
It looked like a Snapchat filter.
It's bad. It looks really bad.
It was two black worms.
Oh, it was so bad.
And this is coming from someone who's made a lot of eyebrow mistakes in my life.
I have made and I continue to make many mistakes in the beauty realm.
But I watched and I went, oh, that's why she uses her real eyebrows.
Well, guess what? The gag also is the first show. So I shaved them off completely once and then went to perform live and realized eyebrows actually serve a quite useful purpose of blocking dripping sweat from the forehead from entering the eyeball.
And disintegrating the lash glue.
And also liquefying the eyeshadow on its journey down towards the chin.
Yes.
So when
once
was,
that lash is wet, it's not glueable down. You can't fix it.
15 minutes into the show, I had black glitter tears, droopy lashes, and was completely on the verge of a nervous breakdown. So I was like, ooh, never
opening
again.
Night?
Opening night? Yeah. I don't want to talk about any further than that. So it was a big time lesson learned. And I was like, and I've shaved them off. I'd never shaved them off before. It was the first time completely. I was like, okay, naked mole rat cancer patient, here we go. I was ready to do it, ready to commit. And then I was like, fuck, it's not possible. It was so bad. It was literally pouring into the inner part of my eyeballs, pooling in my eyes, glitter and eyeshadow.
Sting.
Horrible, hurt everything.
Yeah.
Rotten. And I came off stage after the first section and realized, oh God, there's nothing we can do in time to fix this. You just had to go on. It was rotten.
So you had to leave the running makeup on your face?
Yep. Luckily, Trish was next.
You mean Jolene?
Yeah, Jolene.
Jolene was next.
So we're going back to gigs. Things are coming back to sort of whatever the new normal.
Back to me.
Yeah, the Trixie return to you.
Returning to me, the Trixie Mattel story.
I want you to describe to me your ultimate dream gig.
We're talking theaters, we're talking bars.
We're talking your ultimate theatrical presentation of your talent. I want to talk where is it? How many people? What's it like? The whole thing.
To be honest, when Grown Up is going on, which we still have two more American dates, my LA date only has 90 tickets left. If you're in LA, get the ticket. It's sold out.
Get the tickets, baby. Get the tickets.
Get the tickets, baby. Get the tickets. Get the shoes. Wait, actually get the shoes.
Yeah. Get the shoes, baby. Get the shoes. Rochester, New York.
Britney Spears was cloned.
Oh my God.
Magic Society.
T. What's on the other one? Te gusta la...
Stay queer as fuck. Look at the leg muscle. Everybody can look.
And also look at the Gucci track suit. The Gucci. Oh,
look
yeah.
How dirty the socks are. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a shadow. That's a shadow. Okay. To answer your question, my ideal gig
starts
has SUVs.
Okay.
It has an air conditioned SUV.
Yeah.
And there's a driver who's nice to me, but doesn't talk to me that much.
Well, actually, you know, and those usually when you book a service, a car service that is, you know, of a higher level and price point than an Uber, of course, you have preferences that you're able to indicate, like temperature preference, cool, warm, whatever.
Yeah.
Conversation, quiet, whatever. Yada, yada, yada.
If I request conversation, will they talk to me? Do they have to talk to me?
I'm sure that they will see that. In my experience, they will get all the relevant information to tailor the experience to your absolute pleasure.
So when Grown Up is going on, there's this opening number called We Got the Look from Barbara. It's like 15 minutes long. There's vamps with the band playing under me while I tell these jokes. Uh-huh. There's like five costume changes. I'm ripping them off and tossing them while I'm telling jokes. I have never felt cooler, more famous, richer, beautiful when the show's been going 15 minutes and I'm on costume number 5.
Yeah.
That is lit.
She's making money moves.
That's the ideal gig. And then I leave. It's just one number. Okay. The rest of the show, I put on the movie The Country Bears, the Blu-ray, and everyone loves it, and I leave.
How many people are watching, and where is it taking place? What city?
It's about 1,500 people are there.
Okay.
And it's a small venue with tiers, so it feels big, but everyone can see me good.
Okay.
It's probably in Los Angeles or
Chicago or London.
Okay.
London people like comedy.
They turn.
Yeah. I always like performing in London. The air conditioning, an issue.
I don't think even.
I was at Cinespia the other night with our managers.
Yeah.
And my assistant.
Did you have a discussion?
I said, was there everybody, fill the room.
Yeah. Fill the room, this baby. Fill the room.
This is air conditioning.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, not less. Yeah. This. I said, now that you guys have let me feel this, it can never not be like this.
Once you taste the sweet nectar of the gods, you can't go back. I mean, it's true. It's like once you've slept on a Casper or whatever, you know, you can't go back to the nail bed. It's like, I don't know. And I think I was talking about it. I think I finally talked about it to our management company. I was like, listen, we've been doing this for 84 years. It's been 84 years of pain and suffering.
Yeah.
And it has to change. The temperature has gotten. To change.
We were on set the other day and there was no air conditioning all day.
Yeah.
All day.
And I had just come from our, I think 2 days before that, I had filmed with Tammy Brown at PEG, the studios there. 90 degrees in Burbank. No air conditioning unit at all. Not one air conditioning unit at all. There's no, not, I'm, you know, when people say there's no AC, they mean there's like not powerful AC. I'm talking there was none. In between takes, they had to blast 3 fans at me in order to keep me from taking all of the knives from the kitchen and shoving them into my neck.
Or taking the front off the fan unit, the window unit, and using it as a weapon and chopping someone to pieces.
Yeah. I had a prop crowbar. I had a prop crowbar that I just wished that was real so I could just beat myself to death with it.
My ideal gig is a 2.5 minute number in the freezer at Oil Can Harry's.
Yes. Let me tell you what
I'm doing. I'm doing just the recit, the beginning of MacArthur Park.
Yeah.
And when she gets to, I leave. And the music starts, and I'm gone.
This is my, I'm going to walk you through my, ideal gig. So it is on a Sunday. It's at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Tea dance teas. Okay. And I get ready. I get ready on my own, in my own house, whatever. Then I am picked up literally by a couple of men who are wearing these suits that are like literally have like frozen gel in them. So their bodies are absolutely freezing to the touch.
It's
Mr. Freeze.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Batman and Robin, yes, Mr. Freeze.
Mr. and Mrs. Freeze.
He walks into your hotel room and he goes, winter's come early this year.
No, it's Jon Snow from Game of Thrones.
Jon Snow, the White Walkers, Mr. Freeze, and who else is it?
Frosty the Snowman?
The bear from the Klondike Bar.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. And I am brought to the stage where it is, the first thing I see are those Inuits? Oh no, people are just like, they're dressed like it's the dead of winter. And I know, I'm home.
I go, that's a sickening blue lip. And I realized that's
hypothermia.
The lip.
Yes. Hypothermia. Which
and
means
the front row is Jack from Titanic. He's on the front of the stage like this.
Rose is the stage manager. The unsinkable Molly Brown's doing lights.
Mama. Encino Man. The DJ is Brendan Fraser and Encino Man. And then the security is Austin Powers. Frozen.
And then Jeff Bezos, who's cryoed. Yeah.
Jeff Bezos' head is cryoed. Yeah. Cryoed at the gig.
But it's a runway. So it's a fierce runway walk with fans at every angle, blowing my hair in fringe. Fans. It's just a runway walk. I do 1 minute of a lip sync in with those, like, you know, those have those there's the shooting air things.
Yes, at like the circuit parties.
Yeah, it's frozen air. Frozen air with a little bit of like citrus vinaigrette scent or something.
Oud.
Yeah, oud bergamot. And then I'm out. I slide right into the water, like a water country.
The Lady of the Lake.
Slide. Yeah, back into La Llorona territory.
You walk into the Lady of the Lake and it's basically almost frozen, except one runway through the ice. And
it's just an ice luge. My whole performance is just an ice luge. Yes. It's a Winter Olympics.
But it's not just frozen. It's mixed with dawn. And so when you come out, you're out of drag. And as you come out of the water, someone hands you a lit cigarette. And a bag of those crunchy cookies.
Oh my God.
A bag of those crunchy cookies.
Oh my God. We cracked the code. We cracked the code. Hang it up. PG.
Mary.
We have to call him. We have Mary? To call him. We have to call him. Where's my fan? We have to call them.
Hold on.
If you have any other Frozen characters that are, they can also be invited to the gig, please.
Elsa. Elsa.
Oh,
Elsa.
Mama.
But she's not doing much though, because she's kind of annoying.
Elsa's a shock girl. Elsa's a shock girl.
With the ticket girl at the counter.
I just want, you know what? It makes me think of, I fantasize about doing numbers in bars and then in Wisconsin winter, stepping outside and getting cooled down in 4 seconds.
Oh, it is. Well, I'm telling you, my dream gig was Aspen's Gay Ski Week. I did it twice, 2 years in a row. The
Why'd
first
they stop?
Time, they just stopped. VH1 just stopped doing it. It was Logo, actually. It was Logo. So I think the transition to VH1.
But does Aspen still have a Gay Ski Week?
Yeah.
We should go.
No, because you don't want to go. A, I hate skiing. B, I don't like rich people. It's very, you know, but the scenery, picture is so beautiful. It's so beautiful. The gig, mama.
But they're not really rich, are they? Because isn't it real money? What is it?
Real money goes to Vail or?
No, real money. What is it? Brandon, what is it? Wealth screams. Money screams, but wealth whispers. Is that what it is?
Well, it's
whereas like people who are like new rich or a little bit rich are obnoxious, as I'm sitting here in this outfit, but
I know as with a picture of herself hanging above her. Mama, get the
Listen,
picture.
Listen, I took
picture.
Some of my pride money and spent it on this outfit. I thought it'd be good for the tour bus.
I think you should buy whatever you want.
Don't yell at me.
I'm not yelling.
Covered in tattoos. Yelling. What are those donations?
And also, Mama, $9,000 Gucci suit I bought.
Synthetic
like,
hair.
How very.
Yeah, as no. I'm sitting here with my $26,000 teeth, you think this outfit's the issue?
Well, teeth,
you lost me a long time ago. Mom, these are Oliver Peoples. Let me get a vampire facial to go with my Oliver Peoples.
All over her peepholes. All over her peepholes. Yeah.
What's your idea? I guess that's your idea gig.
That's my ideal gig. You just literally just rang my bell. You rang my bell. That was, I mean, I can't imagine a scenario that's more pleasurable than that. An ice luge into a Dawn pool.
Also
a lit
invited
cigarette
is
hanging at the
Sid
end.
From Ice Age.
Yeah, yeah.
Sid from Ice Age, a woolly mammoth.
Oh, yeah. And then what's the one?
It's a woolly mammoth. It's a lot of hair. There's tusks.
Narnia. The queen from Narnia.
Oh.
The ice lady from, yeah. Isn't there like ice in Narnia?
What's her name?
Charlize Theron?
No, Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
As an ice princess.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's like,
You know who else invited? Edward Scissorhands. He's doing ice sculptures.
Oh, ice sculptures on my way to my private jet, which is also made out of, cold pops.
You know what else too? While you're doing your number, Edward Scissorhands is doing the sculpture and snow is raining down on you.
Oh, no, but I don't like that because it's going to get me all wet.
What's the number?
Breathe On Me by Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. I'm in earmuffs,
yeah.
High ponytail, uh-huh. Ski goggles in yeah. The hair. Uh-huh. I'm doing that. Don't ever tell Versace. My house, my rules, my pleasure. You know that song?
No.
Mary.
You play it? Yeah.
Mary.
My house, my rules, my pressure?
Pleasure.
Oh. My house.
A style
my
icon. Rules.
I love her. Have you seen her 73 questions?
Is
so
it wacky?
Funny. Well, there's this guy does 7 questions that edits those ones. Hers is so funny. They're all so funny.
I watched the, what is it, 23 questions? 70?
73.
I watched the 73 questions with Anna Wintour, and she said that the biggest fashion faux pas is all black head to toe.
Yeah, head to toe black. Yeah.
But I thought that's what like chic people did.
Nope. She's all about color. She would never wear head to toe black. And she also hates the word journey in reference to fashion. I've watched her 73 questions like 25 times.
So 73 times 25. Is this like when you watch The Old Guard, like it was a series?
I know. I wanted it to be a series, so I made it into one.
Do you know what's weird?
What?
I've started to think this is your hair from looking at you this long.
Well.
Plugs?
Andrew keeps saying I should get plugs.
You're using keeps.
It works. No, Andrew says I should get plugs, and I'm like, Mary, there ain't no hair up there. Get a grip.
Plug what from what?
Thank you.
Plug what up?
That girl, bald head?
Girl, plug, what hair are you going to pull to plug what?
Thank you.
You're going to take the aggressive patch on my lower back and add it on top of my head?
Meanwhile, Andrew Yang literally has, not the presidential, mayoral candidate, but he just got highlights, a cut, literally.
He looks like Countess Luann.
It is confrontational. Somebody literally said to him, they saw him over the weekend and then texted him later on, it was so great to see you it was so great to see you in your hair this weekend. He's like,
somebody
like
my
hair more
than
me.
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
Yeah, go fucking.
Orville Peck drove by my house and screamed highballed out the window.
I don't like that.
Our fans.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I tweet, good morning.
Hi, faggy bald.
Good morning, fat old faggy bald fucker.
Hi, you aging cracky fuck face.
Hi, old fat faggy bald piece of shit. Can you say happy birthday to Sarah?
Can I have $5?
So you and I have a lot on our plate. I have to film the motel show in a second here.
No, let's see. There's a lot on the plate, and your plate is considerably larger than mine. Thank God.
Yes.
But yeah, you got it.
We're about to film 64 shoot days, by the way.
Actually, let me tell you what we're embroiled in currently. We're doing this. Also, we are doing a writing venture together, separate than the new book, which we're also doing.
Uh-huh.
And then you're filming a motel renovation series by yourself. And then we're gearing up for a dating show with the way we're both doing. And then you're completing tour dates that were postponed from last year. And then we're embarking on a world tour that was postponed from last year. And then I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. It's going to be, it's
anything
a lot.
I miss?
No.
Album?
Your workouts. Oh yeah. I have another record coming out.
Work. What's it called?
10 songs in. It's called The Pink Album.
The Pink Album.
I don't think I've told anyone. I might as well find out here.
Yeah.
Trixie Mattel, The Pink Album.
Are you being into do you like, reveals and teasers and stuff? Do you like that stuff?
Like I should, instead of telling it on this podcast, I should have done like a 25 day rollout.
That's what I'm talking about.
Of like shh. And then secret project. Yeah,
or pixels on your Instagram that each day, like after 3 months, reveal to a picture that's like shh.
And it's and one then, track.
And it's no, but it's just announcement coming soon.
Well, that's what's nice about being independent musical artists,
yeah,
because
just,
don't sell yourself short. Number one electronic album.
I love it. I love the album. I still love it. I'm so proud of it. I mean,
the remixes lit.
Fucking
I put
lit.
Ding Dong in my DJ mixes.
It's fucking lit. Markaholic turned my pussy out.
I love her.
She is an icon.
Markaholic, if you guys don't know, music producer did Kitty Girl.
She's
Call
amazing.
Me Mother.
Yeah.
Ding Dong remixes.
Call Me Mother Mary.
He also did the AAA Girls. And so
and
good.
Such a sweet, nice, lovely guy with a great little apartment. I'd fuck him.
He's so gorgeous.
I'd love to fuck him. I'd love to He's so suck go- his dick and
When
cock.
People are hot and nice, on one hand, I'm like...
Hot, nice, and talented.
On one hand, I'm like, ugh, hot guys are never that nice. I wish. Why don't they just treat me like a normal person? Mm. And then when they're hot and they talk to me, I'm like, don't talk to me unless you're going to fuck me. Do you know what I mean? I just have like no middle.
There's no chill. There's no chill.
I'm a big fan of Trixie. Really? How big?
How big? Show me in inches in my ass.
Yeah.
Hard.
I need to shove a pool thermometer up my ass so that little duck is poking out. You know that little duck.
Pop that little duck right in the shitter.
I want you to pop that duck right in this little pool.
Fuck my ass. Oh my God.
Well, we're about to embark on let's give people a little teaser. What are you looking for in love?
Oh my God, I'm looking for romantic satisfaction on every level. I have closed the door in the spiritual realm. So I'm imploring divination, people who practice divination, tarot card. No, do you know what I'm talking about?
I can't believe that.
It's so crazy. It's so insane. I feel like, oh no, my bangs are undefined. I feel like it's, I can't even go down that road. She is nuts.
This hair with your body and age is giving me aging twinket pride.
Oh, it is like I should be wearing an Ed Hardy shirt.
Oh, yeah. Entirely.
Yeah. Maybe an eyebrow ring, late in life eyebrow ring. It is actually the hair, the color.
What do you remember the Tiger King sagging eyebrow ring?
That's it. That's the one. That one. Yeah. And I have some faded prison tattoos.
And I said, Doom, when you watch the straight porn, do you like the guy with the big one or the guy with the little one? And he said, the big one. And I said, okay, I can work with that.
Where's the Emmy? Where's the Oscar?
Well, we heard my Madonna.
It's incredible. I was like, whoa, is the artist Madonna here now in the studio?
It makes sense that dialects come so natural to me.
It does.
Because I'm so well-traveled.
Water. You ever been in water? You ever had a glass of water and gone Herm?
What is that?
Delaware County.
Herm?
I had to go home. We got to go home. I need a glass of water. I got to wash my clothes.
Oh, yes. It's Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Connie and Raymond Marbles. Yeah. The filthiest people alive.
Mayor of Easttown, Kate Winslet. Incredible.
The mayor.
No,
the mayor of Easttown and Downtown Abbey.
Downtown. That it was the Downtown Abbey mayor of Easttown crossover. We didn't know we needed to go Herm.
It was the mayor of Easttown, Downtown Abbey.
Yeah. Sex in the city.
Sex with the city.
Sex in the shitter.
Sex with the city. I've had sex with the city.
Sex in the shitter. Oh my God.
Oh.
Well.
Okay, I'm done. Sure you subscribe here because we have, subscribe to the pod. We have new episodes every week.
Yeah, and next week you'll never believe who we have on the pod because we haven't booked them yet.
Yeah. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.